So the family met today and are waiting for the family head, as tradition, Ghanaian tradition demands, to make a decision on when next they will bury him and the ceremony and all of that. But even before that, what we can confirm is that last night, when the body was received by the Vice President of Ghana, who led a government delegation at the Kotoka International Airport, the Vice President of Ghana, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, confirmed that the government will be involved and will support the family to give the ex-Black Star player a befitting burial. Today, we've seen past and present Black Star players pass by the family house at Ogbojo in Accra to pay their respects. Of course, we saw former Black Star captain Abedi Ayew Pele, the father of the present captain Andre Ayew. He was there with his family to pay respect. So that's where we are.
What can you tell us about his time playing in Turkey? Was he there by himself? How long had he been there? Where was Atsu's family during this ordeal?
So his extended family has always been in Accra. They are the Nene Chasam family. The family house is in Ogbojo, in Accra here, as I indicated. But his nuclear family, his partner and his children, are still based in Newcastle. And so over the weekend, they were invited by the Premier League club to witness the Premier League game between Liverpool and Newcastle United, as the club paid their tribute to the former player. Christian Atsu was part of the Newcastle team that got relegated, and he was central in the team securing Premier League status once again. And so that's the situation as far as his family is concerned. He's been in Turkey since September. In the last 72 hours, we've had information that he was actually contemplating moving on from the club, and he had told some people with relative clout who could facilitate any such move away from Hatayspor with a view to that. And it is unfortunate that his last act at the club was the goal that he scored for them. And we're also learning that he had booked a flight to fly to the UK to go and visit his family and had to cancel that flight at moments after scoring that goal for Hatayspor in their last league game since that time. So it's a very unfortunate situation.
What kind of tributes have there been by his fellow players, whether it's former teammates or other players in Ghana and outside of Ghana?
Well, back home, it's been varied. So the Ghana Premier League, the country's top flight football competition, observed a minute of silence across the 9 league centres where matches were played this weekend. The very first academy that he played for, that is the West Africa Football Academy, today, they are based in Gumuafete in the central region. They decided and have suspended all club operations and even training sessions. So all levels of the academy at the West Africa Football Academy and have ceased operations. They have indicated that out of respect to him and as a means of paying tribute to him, they are going to put operations on hold. Training and everything has stopped since today, and they will communicate when they will resume hostilities, even though there are league matches that they ought to be playing in the lower tier competition. Mm. So that's one side of it. As far as his teammates are concerned, we saw Kudus Mohamed, who scored a free kick for Ajax Amsterdam yesterday, dedicate his goal to him. Bernard Sekwete, his former teammate at the Black Stars, also who plays in Bulgaria these days, also wore a shirt under his jersey with the inscription RIP Christian Atsu. Jordan Ayew, who plays in the Premier League for Crystal Palace, also had a similar shirt with a similar inscription after the game, all of them ostensibly paying tribute to a former teammate.
What kind of legacy has Christian Atsu left on Ghanaian soccer, but also on Ghanaian society? Why is he being remembered this way by Ghanaians?
It's because he touched many lives beyond the football pitch. And so there is the Arms Around the Child Charity Foundation, who he got into contact with, I believe, some 5 years ago. And since then, he has been working some magic with them as far as transforming lives and providing education. So in 2018, he teamed up with the Arms Around the Child Foundation, and they organized a special fundraising event at the Hilton Hotel in Gateshead, Newcastle, to begin a project of building a school. Of course, eventually, he had to take it upon himself. And in 2020, he single-handedly started the project of building a school for children in the Senyabreku area. Senyabreku is a district in is a suburb in the Ewutu Senyabreku district in the central region of Ghana, and he is building a school there. He's also building an apartment that will serve as a hostel for the students and staff of the school. So that's the level of involvement and how much he gave back to the society. As far as his prisons project is concerned, you know, in Ghana, there is no custodial law. And so you can have very petty offenses being sending people to prison. And that is where perhaps the biggest of his influence has been felt, because he's been working with an organization in Ghana called the Crime Check. And what they have done is that since 2019, they've been paying off the fines for people who have been jailed because they could not pay fines as low as $100, as low as $50. So the first of those was in 2008 when he donated £7,000 to cover the expenses or to pay for the fines of a number of people who have been jailed. I'm sure if you go online, you will read about a story of a 62-year-old woman and her daughter who were in prison for stealing corn. And it was Christian Atu who had to pay the fine for them to get out of prison. So there's currently a bill before Parliament where he's working to try and rework and look at the justice system and see if they can introduce a custodial law that will make it not possible for these petty offences to send people to prison.